From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says use Idul Adha as momentum to spread goodness to others. Blinken lauds Indonesia's push for concrete outcomes at G20 meetings. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said Idul Adha 1443 Hijri offered Muslims a momentum to spread goodness to their fellow human beings. President Jokowi stated at Istiqlal Mosque, Jakarta on Sunday. President Jokowi and First Lady Iriana performed the Idul Adha prayer 1443 Hijri at the Istiqlal Mosque, Jakarta. The prayer began at 7 a.m. local time, led by Salim Ghazali as imam and head of the Indonesian Wakaf Agency, Muhammad Nuh, as the preacher, who delivered a sermon with the theme, "The Spirit of Mutual Cooperation Strengthens the Joints of Diversity." On Idul Adha 1443 Hijri, President Jokowi handed over a sacrificial animal at the Istiqlal Mosque in the form of a simmental cow weighing 1.2 tons, and the sacrificial animals at the Istiqlal Mosque in 2022 comprised 32 cows and 16 goats. Next, we have U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who has lauded the Indonesian G20 leadership for trying to secure a concrete outcome at every meeting, including the just-concluded G20 foreign ministers' meeting in Nusa Dua, Bali. At a press conference in Nusa Dua on Saturday, Blinken said the step aligns with his wish for a concrete outcome at the series of G20 meetings leading up to the G20 Leaders Summit in Nusa Dua on November 15 to the 16, 2022. According to him, the endeavor has proved that Indonesia has played a crucial role during its G20 presidency. The last national news comes from Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, who called for all G20 summit preparations to be completed by October 2022. Minister Panjaitan made the statement on June 8 after having reviewed the location for the summit of the G20 Indonesian presidency to be hosted next November in Bali. The minister noted in a written statement on Saturday, he reviewed the progressive work for development of the renewed Ngurah Rai Airport VVIP terminal that will function as an aircraft parking lot and a place for arriving high-ranking state officials who are part of Indonesia's G20 presidency. Now we move to the international news. Japanese police on Saturday admitted there were problems with security for former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe as his body arrived at his family home a day after he was assassinated on the campaign trail. The country was in mourning for Japan's longest-serving premier, and well-wishers gathered to pay their respects. The murder of Japan's best-known politician has rattled the country and sent shockwaves around the world, particularly given the nation's low levels of violent crime and strict gun laws. Ukrainian defenders battled on Saturday to contain Russian forces along several fronts, officials said, as the United States urged China to align itself with the West in opposing the invasion following an ill-tempered G20 meeting. A missile strike on the northeastern city of Kharkiv wounded 3 civilians, though Russia's main attacks appeared focused southeast of there in Luhansk and Donetsk. Next, we have U.S. President Joe Biden, who said on Saturday he aims to strengthen a strategic partnership with Saudi Arabia during a controversial visit there next week, but added he will hold true to fundamental American values. While Biden is expected to press for increased Saudi oil production in the hope of taming spiraling fuel costs and inflation at home, his visit signals a shift, an apparent abandoning of effort to ostracize the kingdom's de facto leader, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, over the murder of a dissident. The last news comes from the United States. On Sunday, urged Sri Lankan leaders to act quickly to seek long-term solutions after the president was chased from his residence and announced his resignation. As President Gotabaya Rajapaksa prepares to step down, the United States calls on the Sri Lankan parliament to approach this juncture with a commitment to the betterment of the nation, not any one political party. A State Department spokesperson said as Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Thailand. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Today's Sports of the Week is on Indonesia calls for solution for global challenges. Indonesia held the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting Friday in Nusa Dua, Bali. In her remarks, Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said the G20 must be a solution to various global challenges. She mentioned the problems facing the world today, including the food and energy crisis triggered by the war in Ukraine and ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The effects of the war are also being felt by developing and low-income countries, with global growth projected to slowing down to 2.9% by 2022 and inflation to reach 8.7% for developing countries. Therefore, Indonesia, as the president of the G20, chose to raise the issue of multilateralism in the foreign ministers' meeting to emphasize the importance of cooperation between countries to respond to global challenges. Minister Retno Marsudi said that all countries have a responsibility to maintain and realize multilateralism, where all countries stand on an equal footing and are treated equally. To that end, the G20 presidency of Indonesia invited for the first time representatives from developing countries and small island countries, including members of the Pacific Island Forum and the Caribbean Community, as well as the African Union. Furthermore, she stressed the importance of building mutual trust so that multilateralism mechanism can work to respond to global challenges. The G20 is a strategic multilateral platform that connects the world's 20 major economies and plays a strategic role in securing the future of global economic growth and prosperity. The G20 consists of 20 countries with the largest economies in the world, including Indonesia, Russia, South Africa, the United States, Saudi Arabia, Japan, and the European Union. As the host of this year's foreign ministers' meeting, Indonesia invited 10 countries outside the G20, namely Ukraine, Spain, the Netherlands, Singapore, Cambodia, Senegal, Suriname, Fiji, Rwanda, and the United Arab Emirates. A total of 10 international organizations were also invited to the meeting, including the United Nations, ILO, IMF, and WTO. Of the various invitations, Suriname is stated that it could not attend due to domestic issues, while British Foreign Minister Elizabeth Thrush left Bali early and returned to London following the resignation of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Thursday. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week for Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'll begin today in history with July the 10th, 1962, the world's first communication satellite Telstar put into space. Telstar is a series of communication satellites consisting of the Telstar 1 and Telstar 2 satellites. The Telstar satellite series marked a new era in electronic communication because it successfully aired the world's first television broadcast. Telstar 1 was launched on July the 10th, 1962 on a Thor Delta rocket. The Telstar satellite suite was launched by NASA. A few hours after Telstar was launched, the world's first live television broadcast from an Earth station in Andover made it across the Atlantic Ocean. Since then, humans have entered the era of communication satellites. Over now to July the 10th, 1973, Independence of the Bahamas. The Commonwealth of the Bahamas is a country consisting of approximately 700 islands in the Caribbean region. Florida, the United States, lies to the west, and Cuba to the south of the Bahamas. The Bahamas became a British colony in 1718. About 8,000 British loyalists and slaves moved to the Bahamas in the late 1700s from New York, Florida, and the Carolinas. The Bahamas gained full independence on July 10, 1973, while remaining a member of the Commonwealth of Nations. Since 1950s, the Bahamas economy has developed based on the two pillars of tourism and financial services. I'll end today in history with July the 10th, 1985. The Greenpeace Rainbow Warrior bombed and sank in the harbor of Auckland, New Zealand. Rainbow Warrior is one of the names of a series of marine vessels operated by Greenpeace. The first ship was sunk by the French Secret Service in the port of Auckland, New Zealand on July the 10th, 1985, through sabotage. At the time, Greenpeace activists received massive terror for opposing the French nuclear tests carried out in the island of Mururoa around Polynesia. The Rainbow Warrior is one of three ships used by Greenpeace to carry out its action against environmental destruction today. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让整确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Deba Kamal Hazarika in India. She was listening to our English program through 3325 kHz with the SINPO 43343. In her email, Ms. Hazarika said she had listened to Indonesian Wonder about Widosari Peak in Kulon Progo Regency of Yogyakarta, and she wants to know lots more about this tourism destination. Hello, Ms. Deba Kamal Hazarika. Thank you so much for your compliment to our country. I hope someday you can visit Indonesia, especially Yogyakarta. Special for you, here is a beautiful song, so enjoy the song.
Thank you.
make them see the best you get. I always hope that someday you'll find a bright light you can gain. The finest day will come to you, there will be no more pain. Adore you. You smile as you make all your dreams come true. Flowers bloom, morning dew with such a perfect harmony. Like when you smile, you sing and touch me so gently.
Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on campaign for the use of prohibited substances in the world of sports in Indonesia. The Central Indonesian National Sports Committee and the Indonesian Anti-Doping Organization are collaborating to promote anti-doping education in the country. For this reason, the General Chairperson of the Central Indonesian National Sports Committee, or CONI, Marciano Norman, and the Chairman of Indonesian Anti-Doping Organization, AIEDO, Gatot Dewa Broto, have signed a memorandum of understanding at the Central CONI office Senayan, Jakarta on Tuesday. This collaboration includes various activities to clean sports in Indonesia from the use of prohibited substances. Connie and Ayedo synergize in carrying out anti-doping campaign, doping prevention, making doping guidebooks in the implementation of the National Sport Weeks and National Sport Championships, regular anti-doping education in the overall development of sports achievements and others. Chairman of the Central CONI, Marciano Norman, said the signing of the collaboration was very important because it contained how to educate athletes and all stakeholders in sports so that in the future they fully understand doping, so that there are no more cases that ensnare Indonesian athletes for doping. He also said the potential for doping could be intentional or ignorance. Meanwhile, the chairman of IADU, Gatot Dewa Broto, said this was the first MOU to precede the Indonesian Olympic Committee and the Indonesian Paralympic Committee. The collaboration is very strategic because the Central CONI has 34 provincial CONI members who oversee 514 district or city and 71 main sports branches. Well, that was my Indonesia Today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now we will reply to an email from Malik Allah Bachaya Kohar in Pakistan. Hello, sir. Thank you for sending an email to our office. I'm really sorry because I cannot fulfill your request at this moment. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you, so enjoy the song.
Kamu di You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Today's Indonesian Wonder is on Olelesi Park, Gorontalo. Olele Marine Park is located in Olele Village, Kabila Bone District, Bone Bolango Regency, Gorontalo. The distance from Gorontalo City Center to this tourist spot is about 20 kilometers. It can be reached by car or motorcycle, passing winding roads on the edge of the hill. On the way, you will comb the winding road, crossing residential areas with contrasting views. On the one hand, you will be amazed by the steep cliffs adorned with green trees, and on the other, you will admire the endless expanse of blue-green sea. Olele Beach is the gateway to Olele Marine Park with a very beautiful marine nature. Wood divers have proven that some of the marine biota found in the Olele Marine Park are not found in other waters in the world. The Olele Marine Park has a lot of beauty, including Goa Jin with ornamental fish, marine life, healthy, dense, and beautiful coral reefs, giant sponges, and also several types of fish that are rare and only found in the waters of Tomini Bay. The Olele Marine Park, which has become a tourist icon in Gorontalo province, is located on the south coast. If you visit Gorontalo, it's not complete if you don't visit this location. Because of its fame, Olele Beach is also known as the prima donna of South Beach. If you love diving, you can go to Jin Cave, Traffic Circle, Honeycomb, and Mark Dive. The most frequently visited and a favorite dive spot for visitors is at Jin Cave. You need to know, in this marine park, there are endemic coral sponges that cannot be found in any waters. Its existence is sought after by divers from abroad. Its uniqueness is in the coral motifs, which resembles a painting by the famous artist from Spain, Salvador Dali. The next spot is coral pole or coral pillar, beehive or beehive-shaped sponge, and traffic jam. The underwater beauty in the latter area is truly amazing. Divers who see it will be stunned and stop to enjoy it longer, so it is likened to a congestion or traffic jam there. For those who like underwater photography, there are lots of spots that can be captured by their beauty. Different and charming coral reefs and colorful small fish that go back and forth around the coral reefs are underwater conditions that will be found, which of course must be captured. Olele Marine Park does have different coral reefs, such as wall models and wasp's nests. If you are not a diver, you don't need to worry, because the original wooden boats with glass floor made by local people are ready to take tourists on tours across the waters to enjoy the beauty of coral reefs, fish, and other biota from the boat. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. Tomorrow we'll meet again in a different topic.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
VOI listener, wherever you are, I would like to convey the listeners of Voice of Indonesia and all Muslims around the world best wishes of Holy Idul Adha. May Idul Adha bring peace and happiness to all of us. Well, for our regular listeners throughout the world, we play a beautiful song. Happy weekend and enjoy the song.
Jadi semalam aku tak mampu untuk lupakan kamu, membuat diri ini duadu di mabuk kepayang.
Cantik, kau cantik tiada dua, menarik buatku terhipnotis kamu, membuat raga ini duadu dulu hati ini.
Kau memang semua tuh tertuju padamu seorang. Kau begitu lucu, tersipu, malu.
Karena takut padamu. Ulalalalala, aku jatuh cinta. Ulalalalala, padamu. Ulalalalala, yang aku ingin kamu jadi pacarku.
Datang menghampiriku, berangan-angan kamu tempat duduk sampingku, pegang erat dan tak akan ku melepasmu. Hanya ada dalam hatiku.
Pandangan kamu dengan diriku, lugu, lucu, lulu kepada
kau begitu lucu, tersipu malu. Kegetarku padamu, ulalalalala, aku jatuh cinta. Ulalalalala, padamu, ulalalalala, yang aku ingin kamu jadi pacarku. Ulalalalala, aku jatuh cinta.
You just listened to the third song from Voice of Indonesia, and the next segment will present you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is on UI Nagapasa Team Wins Champions at International Ferry Safety Design Competition. Nine students from the University of Indonesia, or UI, Hydro Modeling Technology and Workshop once again made UI proud in the international arena. The students who came from Naval Engineering Study Program are members of the Nagapasa UI team who won third place in the Ferry Safety Design Competition. Hydro Modeling Technology and Workshop is an executive institution that accommodates, develops, and channels the interests and talents of members of the Faculty of Engineering who are interested in the maritime sector. This is an annual event organized by the Worldwide Ferry Safety Association, the International Ferry Safety Association based in New York, USA. This year, the international competition was held for the ninth time from March the 1st until May the 18th, 2022, and was participated by 12 teams from various universities around the world. The Nagapasa UI team manager explained that the ferry designed by the team had several advantages. The hull of the ship uses a catamaran design which can increase the stability of the ship. Then the propulsion and electricity sources used are more environmentally friendly. Not only that, the passenger safety systems on ships has been standardized by the rules of the International Maritime Organization. The ship has a length of 14 meters and a width of 10 meters and can accommodate 150 passengers. This ferry consists of four main rooms, namely the navigation room, room for passengers, for vehicles, and for engine. The ship's design has also complied with the IACS regulation and rules inland waterway ship from the NVGL. Well, that was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhenque pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum til manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hi VOI listeners, welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we'll present you an Indonesian band, The Overtones. The Overtones is a band formed in 2013. Its members are three brothers, namely Mada Emmanuel Brahmantio, Ruben Nathaniel Brahmantio, and Mika Angelo Brahmantio. The Overtones became famous when one of its personnel, Mika Angelo, participated in a talent search at a national private television station in 2013. After a long break, finally, in early 2022, the Overtones released a single with the title Write Me Another Song. This song by the brothers is about the dynamics and small moments in a relationship. Well, listener, here is the song by the Overtones, Write Me Another Song.
Still unclear to me what you're feeling. Do you want me here? Do you love me? It's understandable if it is not easy. You can take your time to feel the feelings. The times I spent with you, they are my greatest. I wish we could have more, if that's what you want to. Why don't we go to our favorite places? Live as if no one is really watching. But for a while, it would be nice if you can write me another song, things you can't put in words. I love them so more than you could ever realize. Write me another song, things you don't understand. Oh, it really makes me feel like I know you well. I'll be waiting,
I'll be waiting.
No matter how long it takes, 'cause you are worth fighting for.
So I'll wait. Call me naive, but I'm a believer. You know how life can go, just like a movie. Oh, why don't we go to our favorite places? We live as if no one is really watching. 'Cause for a while, it would be nice if you can write me another song of things you can't put in words. 'Cause I love them so more than you could ever realize. Write me another song of things you don't understand. Yeah, it really makes me feel like I know you well. Oh, take me back to
to the day I fell. Make your heart known, make your feelings show. I've waited a while, won't you tell me now? Please tell me.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
A long time, but I keep my words that I say.